The LexisNexis Estate Practice and Elder Law Community Podcast. Presentations and interviews with leading attorneys and industry professionals. On this edition, Shirley Kovar and John Hartog, authors of California Trust Litigation, available from LexisNexis. The opinions expressed by guests interviewed on LexisNexis legal podcasts do not necessarily reflect those of Reed Elsevier Incorporated, LexisNexis, subsidiary companies, shareholders, employees, or customers, and should not be considered legal advice. In the world of trust and estate law, experts say there's been an increase in trust litigation. Two LexisNexis authors share their views on what is fueling this trend. First, Shirley Kovar of Henderson Caverly Pump Charney believes that, among other things, there simply are more living trusts and, due to changes in tax laws, a lot more money to fight over.
We simply have more living trusts as a result of everybody wanting to avoid probate. So you have a trust versus a will that can avoid a probate in any event, although there are some kinds of wills that can avoid probate, but with a living trust that's fully funded, you can do that. As a result of having so many living trusts rather than wills, individuals who own family, corporations, business assets, and so on, are now in trust rather than in personal ownership. What happens is, you really need to be in probate court rather than in what you might call a superior court, civil court. And as a result, a lot of this litigation is getting to trust estates lawyers as opposed to business lawyers. I've certainly found that over the years, there's just a tremendous amount of litigation that deals with business assets and corporate assets.
Kovar went on to say that the increase in trust litigation is fueled by people, in this case the baby boomers, simply living longer.
Our population is getting older, and it's the baby boomers. As a result, their parents, there's more opportunity for incapacity and caregiver problems. The country is, you know, the population is getting older, but also is living longer, and as a result, has a longer period of incapacity, causing a lot of these problems.
In addition to more living trusts and an aging population, Kovar said changes in estate tax laws and the transfer of wealth in our country gives rise to more trust litigation.
With regard to the transfer of wealth that is occurring, we've got the reduction of the estate tax over the past 10 years. What I think is that there's more money that's going to the family or whomever rather than the government, and there's simply more there to fight over.
Kovar sees the involvement of non-attorneys, such as family members, handling complex trust and estate matters, sparking more disputes and more trust litigation.
There are very complicated provisions in trust. A lot of people, unfortunately, try to do it by themselves, so they've got self-help. I've had cases where documents were generated by the computer, and there was actually fraud that was committed by one of the family members, and the way that we found out about it is that the computer hard drive, which we had examined, was shown to be changed on at the date and time that the individual trustor was in the hospital, and I don't think he was able to, you know, get to the computer and change his document.
John Hartog picked up on this theme, saying the lack of court supervision, not unlike the absence of a playground monitor, sparks emotional disagreements among family members.
Many of these trusts have been created by people who have perceived the court process to be something wicked, an evil to be avoided at all costs. There's also a lack of understanding, a profound lack of understanding among lay people about the burden of serving as a trustee and the assumption that the family member can serve as a trustee. A, because they did well in the bookkeeping class, because they're an accountant, or C, because they're the oldest, or D, because they own a rental property and understand how to balance a checkbook. I mean, it does, in fact, come down to reasons as banal as that, and the result is that people who, non-professionals who are appointed to serve as trustees, often misunderstand their duties when they're family members. They often utilize their appointment as a rationale and justification for being the preferred member of the family in the decedent's eyes, and they exercise their perception of the decedent's preference to the detriment of everyone else. Because of that emotional reaction on the part of these non-professionals, usually family members, the rest of the family grows restive because of the lack of communication. This whole trust administration, this post-death process, is tapping into lifelong family cycles of relationship. This whole overlay or undercurrent has a profound influence on the legal responsibilities that are being imposed or that the law imposes. So we have, you know, three siblings, one of whom doesn't get along with any of the others, two of whom are allied against the third, and those relationships are accentuated because the parent is no longer there. The children, in this context, use the money as the Velcro to which their family emotional feelings attach. And so that creates the opportunity for litigation. We have these structures that are not subject to anyone's supervision. It is very much like the grade school playground at recess with no teachers there. Kindergartners through fifth graders will misbehave if they think that the teachers aren't looking. That is really, at a very deep level, what is one of the catalysts for this increasing litigation.
Kovar and Hartog are authors of the practice guide titled California Trust Litigation, published by LexisNexis. Thank you for listening to this LexisNexis legal podcast. The LexisNexis Estate Practice and Elder Law Community Podcast, copyright 2011 by LexisNexis, a division of Reed Elsevier Incorporated.